presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
New York Times World News.
November 18, 5 o'clock America, New York. Anton Filatov, Ukrainian film critic, drafted into real-life war. Anton Filatov was pulled into a theater he never expected or wanted to enter. The front lines of war, where he now writes movingly of the scene in the trenches instead of what's on the screen. Anton Filatov, left, a Ukrainian film critic turned soldier, in an abandoned house near the front in Donbass in August.
New York Times World News.
November 18, 5 o'clock America, New York, in France, Victims Fund struggles to heal terrorism's traumas. At the trial over the 2016 terrorist attack in Nice, bereaved family members and survivors vent frustration at a cumbersome process to obtain compensation. A makeshift memorial in 2016 for a terrorist attack in Nice, France.
RT World News. November 18, 4:29 America, New York. Pentagon casts doubt on Iran missile claim. The U.S. military is skeptical about reports that Tehran has developed a hypersonic weapon. The Pentagon says it doubts Iran's claims that it has developed a hypersonic weapon, a spokesperson told journalists.
Mirror World News.
November 18, 4:28 America, New York. Nord Stream gas pipeline was sabotaged as explosives are discovered, Sweden says. Explosive residue has been found at Nord Stream 1 and 2, where earlier this year leaks were found sparking suspicions of sabotage which disrupted the flow of gas from Russia to the EU.
Washington Post World.
November 18, 3:17 America, New York. Crunch time for UN climate talks as Friday deadline looms. Global climate talks are headed to crunch time on the final scheduled day of negotiations.
Wall Street Journal World News.
November 18, 3:07 America, New York. Fire in Gaza refugee camp kills 21. The blaze erupted in a multi-story building in the crowded Jabalia refugee camp and spread fast due to a large amount of gasoline being stored there. Fox World News.
November 18, 2:57 America, New York. Biden administration requests immunity for Saudi crown prince in Khashoggi killing. Beyond ironic. The Biden administration requested immunity for Saudi Arabia's crown prince in lawsuits for his alleged role in the brutal 2018 killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
November 18, 2:49 America, New York. Anger as U.S. offers Saudi crown prince immunity over journalist's murder. Joe Biden has been accused of capitulation after his administration said Saudi Arabia's crown prince should not face legal action over the murder of a U.S.-based journalist. Saudi crown prince Mohammed bin Salman fist bumps U.S. President Joe Biden.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
November 18, 2:34 America, New York. North Korea fires intercontinental ballistic missile which could hit entire U.S. mainland. North Korea has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile that Japanese officials said had sufficient range to strike the entire United States mainland. A passerby looks at a television screen showing a news report about North Korea firing a ballistic missile in Tokyo.
Washington Post World.
November 18, 2:27 America, New York. Portuguese artist shows fight in creating big installations. Portuguese artist Joana Vasconcelos doesn't shrink from the challenges thrown up by her latest lavish creation.
Fox World News.
November 18, 2 o'clock America, New York. UN nuclear agency orders Iran to cooperate as new atomic deal looks less likely. The International Atomic Energy Agency has voted to order Iran to allow investigators to search three undeclared nuclear sites where traces of uranium were found.
Washington Post World.
November 18. 1:24 America, New York. 20 killed in van accident as record floods haunt Pakistan. Pakistani police say 20 people were killed when a van fell into a water-filled ditch in flood-hit southern Pakistan.
Wall Street Journal World News.
November 18, 1:19 America, New York. Biden administration says Saudi crown prince has immunity in Khashoggi trial. The Biden administration told a U.S. court that the Saudi Arabian crown prince's status as a sitting head of government shields him from a civil lawsuit brought by the fiancé of slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
BBC News World.
November 18, 1:12 America, New York. Mohammed bin Salman, Saudi leader given U.S. immunity over Khashoggi killing. U.S. officials said Mohammed bin Salman has immunity for a lawsuit due to his role as prime minister.